Well, Gary, a lot of people viewing this final thinking that Niamh Connell very much the favourites and very much the fancied. But the big fear is that, you know, the favourites tag some can be a burden, and this one maybe a young team, certainly the younger lads, can be a problem for them. How do you view that?
Yeah, probably, Tom, I can see what you're saying. If you think back to the county final, they were very much the underdog, so they were going into those three games against Glenty, so they were probably, it was a 50-50 against Unions in the semi-final for them, and previous to that there, they would have been favourites for all the games on that, so I think they've been able to deal with the tag favourites and underdog fine. I don't think it's something that really phases them. If you look at the quarter final too, they probably have been favourites against Castlerann, even though it was only 4 days after the county final, and probably it was a 50-50 game against Clontibert. The last day, most people, it was very close as far as I remember from the bookies' point of view. So I think Glenty's deservedly going as favourites this weekend. Why are they going as favourites? It's because they're playing the best football of the two teams left in the province, and they just seem to get better with every game, and I really admire the style that they're playing right now, and they just keep going, and they're so patient, and they can attack and they can defend, and they look like a team who's superbly well coached.
Yeah, and the other fear being expressed is that they're going in on the back of a champagne performance in their semi final against Clontibert, where Kilcoo just struggled over the line against Derry Gonnelly.
Aye, true. You know, when I would have been in plenty of times with the Glen, like coming from the Kilcoo side of it, where you struggled over the line in the semi-final and you produced it big in the final. But, you know, I've been keeping a close eye on, I would keep a close eye on all the provinces, so I would a wee bit around championship time. And, they struggled in patches for a lot and down as well. So they did, especially against the Burn, went to a replay as well. And, you know, I just don't think that they set the world alight. And, I mean, I came across them in the Glen in 2016 in the Ulster quarterfinal. So they were, and to me at that time, I would have said to our boys, you know, because there would have been an Ulster in 2013 when we played them as well. And I actually went to watch them against Cross McGlen. It was one of the best games of football I ever saw on the Athletic Grounds. They drew each other in the quarterfinal and went to a replay. And it was two teams going toe to toe. Cross McGlen were in their pomp that time. Kilcoo were in their pomp that time. They were a superb team. They were right up there with Cross McGlen. They were just really unlucky that the standard at that time in Ulster was unbelievable. So it was, because you had the likes of Ballinderry and you had Scotstown as well, who were in their pomp. Because when we came back to play them in 2016, they weren't anywhere near the level of the team that we would saw in 2013, so they weren't. And to me, Tom, again, they've gone down another good bit from the team that they were in 2016. A lot of their team have aged now, and they're that bit older, so they have. And I just don't think, I mean, that's another reason why Glenty's will go on as favourites, because they just have a better mix throughout their team. They seem to have more athletic players. They seem to have physically more strong players, so they do. And, like, to me, just Kilcoo, I keep reading about and hearing about this as their last chance. Like, I just, for me, I can't see that any way how they're going to beat this Glenty's team.
Mm. And you mentioned obviously that you felt they've gone back. They've obviously plenty of ambition as a club, because they've gone outside and got Mickey Moran, and Conor Gilligan has gone in, and Paul Devlin from Harrafelt has gone in. So can Mickey Moran make a difference?
And like, they had Paul McGiver in the last lot of years, because he was managed in 2016. I think he did 4 or 5 years with them there when we came across him. And so, like, they've always had Paul McGiver was the man they first went to get in and get them the Ulster club title, because that time when we beat them, or sorry, when they beat us in 2016 in the quarterfinal, their big thing, hey, it was the Ulster club final. You know, that was the one they were even looking for in 2016, never mind now. So that's one of their step. Definitely still looking around. They probably thought, you know, Mickey Moran with the success in Slotneil, it's a man that we need now to get over with us. And but Tom, you need the horses for courses, so you do. And I just don't think Kilcoo have the horses at the minute. Mickey Moran, top coach, along with, as you said, Gilligan and your man there, along with him. Like, you know, they have a superb backroom team, experience, people who've won it as players, who've won it Ulster clubs as managers as well. But Like, I'll go back to it. You need the horses for coursing. I just don't think they have the horses at the moment. Glenties have the horses.
Tell me another thing which obviously you experienced was an Ulster final in 2013 against Ballinderry. How does an Ulster final compare with a county final in terms of build up, lead up, you know, players, nerves, all that type of thing?
It's like anything. If I had to go back to an Ulster club final again with the Glen, you learn so much from experience. You know, and I think Glenties all have that experience from 2010 when they got to that final. Albeit 9 years ago, there's a high number of those players that were involved. Martin Regan himself was involved, maybe not from a management point of view, but I know those players will have learned so much from being that Ulster final. It's completely different in the sense that you have always a bigger journey to go. The whole of Ulster and even the whole of the country's, more of the country's eyes are on you because there's very few teams left at this time of year. It's going to be televised again, so it is. It's just a huge, like there'll be huge nights in the club and the build-up to the final, so it will. Even bigger than a county final, and you'll have people from maybe all over Ulster maybe coming down and having talks in the club about doing events in the build-up to it. And it's a really special build-up and it's a great time, and it's something I remember brilliantly in the build-up to ours in 2013, completely different from a county final. And I said, yeah, to me, the big thing with football is experience. You learn so much from experience when you've been in finals. County finals are completely different from Ulster finals, so they are. So I think Glenties will learn, even though it was a long time ago. Kilcoo have that experience. I know they were beaten 2016 by Slotonnell in the final, beaten 2012 as well. So I think this is their third final. So they're going to have the experience as well. But I'll go back to Gins. It's Glenties for the horses for courses, you know.
Looking at the teams, so you have them there in front of you, roughly looking at the lineups, where do you see the big clashes? Who have Niamh Connell to look out for?
Well, you probably look at, I remember Conor Lafferty in 2016, we had a lot of analysis done on him because he was going really well at that time. And I kind of laughed when I watched the quarter or the semi-final against Derry Gonnelly. He did something we would have a lot of video work done. He picked the ball up on a free kick, on Kilcoo's free kick, and he was mad for doing this, picking it up and getting rid of the ball quick to set up a goal. And that's how they won the game, is Derry Gonnelly. The ball broke, the referee just barely blew in the whistle and he had the free already gone, and the ball ended up in the back of the net. And I was just laughing, and a few of the boys from the Glen, we actually talked about it, so it was something that we had earmarked, and we managed to stop him doing that day to make sure he wouldn't get his hands ball quick for a free kick. But it's obviously something that's been part of his trade the whole way coming through, so I'm sure the Glenties lads would have picked that up from their analysis as well. So he's definitely a man because he's busy, he gets in and around. To me, the two Johnsons are two match winners, Ryan and Jerome. Play for Down as well, Jerome inside, Ryan in the half forward line. But to me, Ryan was nearly wasted in the semi-final against Clontibert. Like, the football at Kilcoo,
Derry Gonnelly, you mean?
Or sorry, against Derry Gonnelly, the football Kilcoo played in the semi-final really shocked me, because they never played like that any of the years previous that I would have seen them, like with 14 men behind and inside the 45.
That's obviously Mickey Moore, is it?
But it's hard to justify that, because Mickey Moore and Slotonnell didn't play that way. They very much played a, you know, man for man plus a sweeper. So they would have across the field a very much more attacking game. So it's definitely not Mickey Moore's philosophy in Slotonnell. Listen, maybe he feels that's the way he has to go with this group of players, that he can't go more attacking like he did in Slotonnell. Maybe he doesn't feel he has the physical power and the attributes and the physicality and the athletic ability to play like he did in Slotonnell. But the two Johnsons, like, to me, I'll go back to Ryan. Like, Ryan's a match winner. So he is. I remember when we played them in 2013, he was wing forward and he destroyed us. He was a man that he got 3 points from play that day, so he was from wing forward. The last day, he was dropping back every time, picking the ball inside his own defensive 45, and I know if I was Glenn, I'd be delighted to see him back there, because he's so far from goals as opposed to hanging up in the half forward line. So it'll be interesting what kind of game plan Kilcoo bring to Tom. Will they bring that same style, if you want to use that word, like they did the last day, or will they go more with a higher press up the field? To me, if they play, Tom, like they did against Derry Gonnelly, it's the exact same very similar template to what Gweedore used against Glenties, and Glenties are well used to playing against that system, because Glenties or Gweedore played with two forwards up the pitch, so they did in the full forward line of 13 inside the 45. Kilcoo the last day played with 14 inside the 45 and one up the pitch. And sure, Glenties can show that when you give them time and space in the ball to get things organised and set up. They'll just pick you off, and they were so good at doing that against Guido.
Tell me, who are the men you're looking at? Ned Lenty's obviously, or New Connell. Obviously, Leo seems to be playing out of his skin, playing better than ever. Anthony Thompson is playing well. Owen Wade, well, he seems to be able to play anywhere. You know, he was in the half-forward line the last day. And then you have the young players coming in.
Again, I'll go back to their management team. Like, there's just three shrewd boys with Martin, Regan, and Shane Moran, and Mickey there. So they are like
Michael McLaughlin.
Yeah, Wade the last day just went up and did a job, and Desi Moan. Like, the Desi would have been known for this last year for Clontibber for starting a lot of their attacks coming from the half back line, and Wayne just went up and made sure that he wasn't a fulcrum for them getting out to defence, and he wasn't an option for them. So like, they're going to have their homework done on Kilcoo. And Leo, just to me, he's a player who seems to always turn it on finals. Like, I think I was speaking to you earlier in the year, I always remember the 2015 final against St Unions. He really grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck, and even against Guido there when they beat them in the semi-final 2 years ago again before they could beat Bickelcar in the final, when Peter McGee went off him, he was the man that grabbed the game with the scruff of the neck. Kieran Thompson seems to be playing football of his club career at the minute. The amount of shots that he struck over the bar with the left foot, and outside the 45, they're not easy shots, so they're not. I think Jack McKelvey, who I know very well from the 20s this year, I think he's developed into a superb player, so he has over the seasons he has. And listen, to me, someone that I know him personally from managing the last 2 years, he's someone whose attitude's top. He has the attitude who will make an inter-county footballer, and I think he's developed so much over the last couple of years, and he's showing a great variety to his game. I mean, last week or 2 weeks ago, he went into the full back line and marked possibly one of the best scoring forwards in Ireland. So we did Conor McManus and held him to a point from play, something he hasn't done all year for Glenties. So he hasn't. He's been more of a marker out around the middle eight, whereas Glenn has used him to man-mark Dara Whale in the three county finals, because Dara would have been one of their main attackers. Fulcrum's coming from the half-back line. They put Jack on him. He nullified him in the three games. So he is definitely a man who's maybe a bit of an unsung hero at the minute. At the start of the year, not too many people would, the name Jack McKelvey wouldn't have popped up, but by God, by the end of 2019, they know who Jack McKelvey is.
Mm-hmm. So you can't see past a Niamh Connell victory.
To me, Tom, it's going to be one of the easier games of the year. To me, I see them winning 5-6 points, possibly even double scores. I just can't fathom how Kilcoo can get near them, how they can hurt them. I think Glenties are going to destroy them in both kickouts. So they are. Kilcoo keeper struggles in kickouts. Their midfielder poor on their own kick out as well, and they got badly beat on the percentages. Looking at them this week, they got badly beat on all their games in the midfield routes. Glenties have got better on their kick outs, but Kilcoo were struggling to step up the last day and cut off the Derry Gonnelly short. And Steve McGrath will just take the shorts all day if they're not getting up to press the ball, and they're probably not going to struggle if they're playing 14 men behind the ball. So every reason in my head just points to Glenties.
It's a great opportunity for them.
Huge, and like I was saying to you off the record there, to me, they'll never get a better ever opportunity to do this. It's their second time back in Ulster. The experience of that first time they have, the football that they're playing, and I put that, I think they've got so good since having those three games with Guido. I think it's brought them on to another level, and they've become so smart with the ball. I think their ball retention is up there with the best at the minute. They rarely give the ball away. They're good in possession. I'm trying to build a case. I'm trying to think of reasons for Kilcoo or how they can beat them. But there's nothing that stands out. Like Ryan Johnson, possibly in the half forward line, if they play him in the half forward line, as a player who could hurt them. Jerome Johnson, if he has the game of his life inside. If the two Johnsons have the games of their life, the game will be a lot closer and possibly in the melting pot. But I just think Glenties have been able to nullify everything that every opposition has thrown them to date, and can't see any reason changing this weekend.